Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some rare comments over the weekend from a top Chinese official. China's top weather scientist says climate change could have a huge impact on the country's agriculture and infrastructure. He made the comments to China's Xinhua news agency, saying climate change could lead to ecological degradation and pose a serious threat to a number of massive Chinese infrastructure projects. And we remember that China is the world's largest source of greenhouse gas emissions. Ali Velshi is host of Real Money on Al Jazeera America. He's with us from San Francisco to talk about this. Ali, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks, Jeremy. Good to be here.
Well, does this signal a new direction on the part of Beijing to be coming out so forcefully and talking about climate change like this? This is not something that the Chinese government has traditionally done.
No, this is interesting because China has been aware of its pollution problem. First of all, everybody in China is aware of it. In major cities in China, you have only to visit or live there to understand that there are these large particles in the air, heavy smog, some of the highest pollution levels exist anywhere. China knows it's got a problem, and it's actually been working actively to try to solve it. What it doesn't like to do is encourage dissent through discussions of pollution. So, in fact, there was a very, very popular documentary recently that it pulled from the internet because it was becoming too popular. It's very, very unusual to hear a Chinese government official make on-the-record comments about the damaging effects of pollution to the economy. But within government circles, they do have a pretty good understanding of the magnitude of the problem that they have in terms of pollution generation.
Well, how do you square that then? How do you have, on the one hand, they're saying we're not going to allow this documentary to run, and on the other hand, we're going to come out and say this is a real problem?
I think China doesn't really have a good policy on understanding how to let these things play out in the public. Everybody in China is aware that pollution's a massive problem. In fact, this particular documentary called Under the Dome, it was quite remarkable. It is quite remarkable. It was so popular in China, that seems to be what caused the Chinese to pull it back. But at the same time, they don't want to be seen as not addressing the issue. They have been criticized for not dealing full on with the issue that they generate half of the world's carbon emissions. They use half of the world's coal, and about two-thirds of all energy in China is produced by coal, which in 2015 remains one of the dirtiest ways to produce electricity. So China wants to be seen to be doing some things. This official who came out to speak was a sort of a chief meteorologist, so he's not the most high-ranking official, but those were public comments where he said, if we don't get a handle on this, it will affect agriculture, it will affect infrastructure, and it'll affect the economy.
And that's where I want to go next. How does the economy play into all this? Because China's economy has been slowing down to some degree in recent months, in recent years. That's obviously going to affect how much coal is being burned and how much energy is being used.
So a slowing economy affects the ability to control pollution two ways. One is in a slowing economy in China, one of the most direct results is that they use less electricity. As a result of using less electricity, they will use less coal. The other issue, of course, is in a slowing economy, more expensive clean technologies are less enticing. So China has not come out with firm rules and regulations, and they're going to need to pretty soon.
Ali Velshi, host of Real Money on Al Jazeera America, with the latest on this rare comments from a top Chinese official over the weekend. Ali, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.